green? Are you orange? Are you yellow? Or are you black? Listen to our number six, the replay podcast of yesterday, the Wednesday Good Day program. You'll find out what that means. If your aura is blue, if yours is green or orange or yellow, black, you'll get the story behind the story. Thanks to Dr. Lisa M. Lano, who's a very interesting psychic, very interesting lady. Roberta, you were fascinated with that conversation.
I think you
had a good time with that. Roberta Fasanelli is here, the Queen of Chief. She fascinates everybody every day with information you can carry away. We specialize in that. You can check out all the info in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com. The Queen of Chief has her own big box, which has a lot of these tips that are sort of congruent, are they not? They carry, some of them are days, and some of them are weeks, and some of them are months, some of them last forever. So what are we going to find out more about in about 10 minutes here, Roberta?
Ooh, let's see. We have free waffles. We have free eyeglasses. Mm-hmm. We have free money.
Free!
Yes.
Free money.
Free money, indeed.
Mm. Yeah, all right. So that's coming up. I'll do the television report because Jennifer is off to another gig. We'll find out who the top earner is on television across the board in the next half hour, plus some renewals on a network, television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, the news of the day, the important stories of the day, one of them surrounds the case of Major Nidal Hassan, Roberta, who is the former Army psychologist accused of killing 13 people on Fort Hood. He acted as his own lawyer in the trial. He was asked by the judge yesterday to present his case. He stood up and in 13 seconds said, "I rest my case," and sat down again.
That's it.
End of story. He'll be judged on what the prosecutors... I mean, everybody knows the guy's guilty. So now the question is what to do with... Under military law, do they have the death penalty? I would think they probably do, right?
I believe they do, yeah. Sure.
Do they have a firing squad? How do they dispatch people in the service when they give them the death penalty? Firing squad used by... Anybody know that?
Don't know.
888-302-3684. Best way to find out answers to questions to which there seems to be no answer readily available is to ask the audience. And so is there a... In the military, if you're convicted of a murder, do they... shoot you. Death by firing squad.
Or do they hang you, maybe?
888-302-3684. Yeah. Could be hung. Hanged by the neck till dead? Hung by the neck till dead. Well, when you get to that point, you're the English teacher.
Wait a minute. You're the English teacher. Why are you asking us?
I just think it doesn't make much difference. I was just chuckling. You're done, pretty much. You know what? That brings to mind one of the most poignant pictures I can ever remember seeing in my life. Without me saying what it is, do you, given the thread of the conversation, you know what I'm talking about? Remember when Saddam Hussein was hung and we all saw that? Wasn't that, that was something else, wasn't it? Something else.
Didn't seem real.
No, it actually looked like a movie, you're right. Yep. The fight to free Private First Class Bradley Manning, or former Private First Class, because he's no longer a private, he was defrocked yesterday as he was told he'd have to go to jail for 35 years. But actually, that's not what's going to happen. Lawyer says he's going to ask the Army for leniency and the White House for a pardon. So we have asked that question, I think, at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Have we not, Bob?
We have.
Okay, is here for Kenny Kessler. And what are people saying about this? The president, if you're not up on this, the president has been requested to pardon Bradley Manning, because presidents can do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
Well, Sean says, yes, indeed. But coming from that source, it would be a shock if he did.
If the president, I wouldn't think the president. Right. There's nothing in it for the president.
Right.
To make the Democrats look bad. Elections next year. What else?
That's about it.
Really? Whistleblowers. The time for punishing them is now. That's what a lot of people are saying. I'm looking at some of the other comments here. You can email me, Doug@DougStephan.com, Roberta@DougStephan.com, Bob K@DougStephan.com. How many people think this guy should get the max? How many people think this guy is the hero? How many people think this guy should be pardoned by the president? Roberta, what say you?
I think he should be pardoned.
Pardon him?
Yes.
Yes, so do I. Yep, I think that what he did, but people keep saying, well, he put all these men in danger. I want one name of one person who is hurt.
But then this they would guy, be in danger then. Yeah. If you put the name, right?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about somebody that may have been in the service, somebody who got hurt because of this. This was 4 years ago, and he did this, right? Wasn't it 2009, or was it 2011? I don't know. It was a couple of years ago, anyway. He released 700,000 classified military and diplomatic documents, plus battlefield footage to an anti-secrecy website. The battle footage was from a military website that was supposed to be secret, and the stuff was sent to the anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks, which published every single bit of it. So he'll go to Fort Leavenworth for as many years. What do they do to him in there? I don't know. That's a tough prison, I think, isn't it?
Leavenworth? Yeah, that's a nasty one.
Yeah. Well, anyway. There are a lot of these things going on now, Edward Snowden and his whole story. I'm still always reminded when I think about this of Daniel Ellsberg. Am I the only one? Bob, you remember Daniel Ellsberg, former...
Long time ago.
...defense analyst who leaked the Pentagon Papers in 1971. He is still alive, by the way, and he said Manning was one more casualty of a horrible, wrongful war that he tried to shorten.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting. So, what do you think? 888-302-3684. Snowden is doing his thing. Manning is doing his thing. Mr. Assange is doing his thing. And we know more because of them. I don't find this to be a problem. I find it to be a problem that the guy's going to jail. It's tragedy, frankly. But there are those who say it was brought about, he brought it upon himself because he decided to do all of this. And I think that we are finding more and more as you look at the news today, today's news about the NSA. Every day there's a different story about how the NSA has abridged and abused itself. The story today has to do with how they, after the court ordered them, there was the first abuses were they were found to be monitoring your phone calls, your email, and the court said, stop it. Now we find out that they didn't stop. They kept doing exactly what they were doing. And the consequences, when you look at these bundles of internet traffic and information, what it did was slow down their ability to look at the terrorist suspects because they had so much garbage from every place else. Listening to your phone calls, monitoring your email, got in the way of them doing their work, which they said was supposed to be to look for terrorist connections. Most people are not connected, hello, to terrorists, but according to the government, we're all guilty.
We've got a couple of responses on Facebook to that.
And they are?
Jay says, this is a total lack of rule law. It was wrong a month ago, as it is today. The NSA needs to be dismantled and rebuilt from the ground up within the framework of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
You can blame, by the way, if you're into the blame game, the Patriot Act, Section 702, which was revised in 2008. Remember, they voted on the Patriot Act after September 11th. Nobody ever read it. They didn't know what was in it. All kinds of things were done to our privacy as a result of that. So they had a chance to dump it all in 2008 when they revisited the Patriot Act. Did they do it? No! They give more power to groups like the NSA that are screwing up Americans' freedoms left and right. Like the
Celeste just responded to your recent comment. She says, yes, no doubt they are wasting resources on innocent people for a political agenda and missing the people who should be monitored.
Yeah. The FISA court told them to stop a year ago doing what they were doing, and they paid no attention to them. So what do you do? The NSA is not just this blob out there. There are people who are running it. Shouldn't those people be in jail for violating what the court told them to do? Am I the only one who thinks that, or is that something that we should be looking at, or somebody should be pursuing? Where's what's-his-face on that, Holder? I don't know that he's going to be very vocal on that, because that's their deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, worth consideration, and so that's why we're onto it here. But to lighten it up a little bit, Roberta is going to help you. We're going to get help. If you can imagine anything as curious as Roberta actually helping you, she's around the corner with the Queen of Cheap Report for today. Stand by.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's lowest prices of the season sale. Going on now. Kohl's. Expect great things.
The Roberta Queen of Cheap Report is brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of Tuscany.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
It's a belly. Call those bubblegum machines on the top of police cruisers.
Well, I got something just for you, Dougie.
Have you?
You're going to love this.
I hope so.
It's a coupon.
Really?
For a free waffle.
Free waffles from the Waffle House.
I know you love Waffle House.
Well, but the problem is that the Waffle House is not here. I'm not able to get through a Waffle House because the closest one is down in Virginia. They don't have them in the Northeast.
I know.
Oh,
yeah, man, no.
That's bad.
We have IHOP in the Northeast.
Yeah, they're not as good as the Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Or
well,
as bad, depending on how you look at it.
Well, the good thing is it's good until September 8th, so you have plenty of time to get to a Waffle House.
Road trip.
It's good Monday to Fridays until September 8th.
Really?
And we have the coupon for you at DougStephan.com.
Road
we
trip.
Also have, so you can read the menu, we have a free pair of glasses from Coastal.com.
Right.
And the coupon code, the special coupon code, it's called First Pair Free. Should work through October 28th, and you'll have to pay shipping, but the glasses are free, and they're normally about, I don't know, 50, 60 bucks or something like that at Coastal.com. So it's their way of introducing you to the site, but heck, you get a free pair of glasses, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all about this free money.
Free money.
And Amazon has these two programs. One is called Amazon Students, and one is called Amazon Moms. And they kind of work like Amazon Prime, which you generally pay, and Amazon Prime, you pay $75 a month, and you get free second-day shipping, and you also get access to a lot of their videos and stuff.
Really?
Well, they will give it to students and to moms for 6 months, absolutely free. You don't get the free video streaming, but you do get the free two-day shipping. Plus, everyone you refer, whether you're signing up for free for Amazon Moms or for Amazon Student, everyone you refer gets a $10 credit.
Wow.
So let's say you're a student, right? You go into your dorm and you say to everybody, hey, you can sign up free for Amazon Student. Every student that signs up and says that you referred them, you get 10 bucks. You get 10 friends, you get 100 bucks.
I love Prime.
Same thing with moms.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, I love Prime too. I've been a member of Amazon Prime for like forever. Now, mind you, this is for 6 months and
they'll
make you join. And we also have Victoria's Secret. You get free $15 with the purchase of two bras or $50 for four bras.
DougStephan.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little
farther.
Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you smarter.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That's something to keep in mind. For those of you who've had great loves and they seem to stop, it hurts for a while, maybe a long while, maybe you never get over it, but it'll make you stronger. Let's hope that's the case with you if you've gone down that road. 24 after the hour, the reason we're playing the Kelly Clarkson song has to do with her love life. She canceled her wedding, but is still planning to get married. Remember Kelly Clarkson won the first year of American Idol?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps the most successful of all of the winners of that show to date. I think most of us agree that she is a great, that she's a very good performer and seems to be fairly likable. She and her fiance, Brandon Blackstock, have decided to elope because they're very busy. They just got overwhelmed by all the things going on in their lives. They sent out a save the date to everybody and then get crazy with all the details. And so they just decided, you know what, the heck with this. Let's just elope. So that's what they're doing. Yesterday, Uri Geller, who as most of you know has been a part of this program for a long time since I first met him in 1996, and we've become great personal friends, even though I haven't seen him actually for, I think it's been 3 or 4 years, or maybe even longer than that, since I've seen him. His daughter's getting married in Malibu in October, and he invited me to go to the wedding, and of course I will go, not only because I want to spend a little more time with my children, but it would be that October is sort of when I get started going back to the West Coast a little more frequently. It'd be kind of fun to go to a wedding in Malibu. I have not done that. Bob, you ever been to you're a West Coaster, ever been to a wedding in Malibu?
No, but I'd like to go to Jeffrey's again with you.
Remember,
nice
restaurant. That's right. That's a wonderful restaurant. Right, on that little glide hill.
Bill I'm sure you got, too.
That was in the days when I didn't mind paying those kind of bills.
That's probably the most romantic restaurant I've ever seen.
Oh, wonderful. Yep, right. And I've never taken the person that I would most like to take there.
It's darn well time.
Yes. All right, so here we are on the Good Day program, sort of going back in time a little bit. I love the fact that so many of you are so engaged in this program that you take the time to send me tidbits, food for thought, if you will, things to think about. And I mentioned this is a result of me mentioning the national debt. That was in this hour, right? We started this hour with $75 million in 1971, and it's now $75 million a day or something like that, or an hour. No, $75 million an hour that we're racking up. So somebody sent me money numbers relative to 1957, comments from people that had to do with what was going on in our country in 1957. Here's one that came out of a newspaper article. I'll tell you one thing. If things keep going the way they are, it's going to be impossible to buy a week's groceries for $20. Week's groceries, $20 in 1957.
Wow.
10 times that now, right? is another
easily. I don't know. I could feed Victoria and I for $50 a week.
Yeah, but you know, you're half of a family. You're only two. You have four people.
So it's $100
50
a week
bucks,
for four
really?
People.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really? I spent $234 in the store the other day. Mostly I buy things that are organic and fresh, and that's pretty expensive stuff. All right, here is another one. Have you seen the way cars are getting priced out of the average person's wallet? Can you imagine? It won't be long before $5,000 will only buy a used car. 1957.
Ha!
Did you hear the post office is thinking about charging a dime to mail a letter?
Ha!
Gee.
If they raise the minimum wage to a dollar, nobody will be able to hire outside help at the store.
Ha!
1957. When I first started driving, who would have thought gas would someday cost 29 cents a gallon?
29 cents.
Bring us back to that day. Did you see where some baseball player just signed a contract for $75,000 a year just to play baseball?
Wow.
But what year was that?
1957.
That was a lot of money then.
75 grand, yep. I never thought I'd see the day all our kitchen appliances would be electric. They're even making electric typewriters now.
Woo-hoo.
All right, food for thought from 1957 here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that letting your dog stick his head out of the window of a moving car can be very, very dangerous? Actually, your dog's eyes are exposed to things like scratches as well as dirt, rocks, dust, and even irritation. It can also cause permanent damage to ears flapping in the wind, something you might not have thought about. But think about your dog sticking his head out of a window. The car's going 60 miles an hour. The ears are flapping back. Could cause a lot of damage. And you should never let your dog ride in the back of a pickup truck. All the same dangers increase for a pet that's in the back of a truck, let alone the fact that it's easy for the dog to fall should you make a sudden stop. The best place for your dog to ride is secured inside the vehicle with a doggy seatbelt or a carrier. You know, it's really pretty and everyone kind of enjoys watching the dog sticking his head out of the window, but every year veterinarians treat dogs and other animals as well for eye problems related to sticking their dog or cat's head out of the window. So please don't do it. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
As we continue this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, I'm Dudley, a.k.a. Doug. Roberta Fasanelli is here with a welcome into another great American day from her. And Bob Kay is monitoring our social media on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. This half hour brings us around to more listener input on some of the stories this week. A conversation about smoking that I started yesterday. Get some response. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, or you can dial this up at 888-302-DOUG to be in charge. Plus, we have the 10 top reasons why alcohol ought to be served at work coming up in a moment or two. In the meantime, also respond. A lot of people responding. I like that. That's we're sort of working this a little bit differently. I don't know whether it's just because Richie's not here, although I think he's going to be back. Michael, didn't he say he'd be in tomorrow? Do I have Richie?
I didn't say anything to me.
Well, but you'd be the last to know.
True.
Anyway, I think you'll be around tomorrow. It depends on he gets knocked out after he has his cancer treatment. Takes him a couple, 3-4 days sometimes to recover. He has him on Tuesday, so he said he would try to be around then. Let's see. What else? Where was I going with this? What did I start saying? Huh?
Not sure.
I don't know. Not important. I was going through all the people who are here.
Oh.
Ken Kessler is on vacation this week.
Lounging by the
Jennifer's
pool in Las
working.
Vegas.
Yeah, I don't think you lounge by the pool. I think it's too hot to lounge by the pool in Las Vegas. 111 degrees
the
there yesterday. Yeah,
well, they have those
misters.
They have those misters that that make it cool.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, I was talking about how much, because these folks are not all with me this week, a lot of voices want to be heard. I'm happy to encourage you different ways, either dialing us up at 888-302-3684, or you can email me, as this person did. Her name is Jesslyn, and she works in the NSA and is a director for a project that requires a certain amount of government accountability, apparently. And so she wrote about Private First Class Bradley Manning, one of the biggest whistleblowers in U.S. history. Case is one of the most unprecedented prosecutions in the country's history. As you know, he's been sentenced to 35 years, may get out in 7. The mainstream media around the world reprinted the bulk of his disclosures, and that's evidence of the clear value of knowing what our government is doing. This lady wanted to be heard because she heard me saying it, and she thought that I was unusual in that I said I didn't think Manning ought to go to jail. She doesn't think so either. In other words, the time, she says, the appropriate thing would have been to sentence him to time already served, which is 3.5 years, 100 12 days of it was improper pretrial detention, also known as torture. He suffered prolonged solitary confinement, was forced to be naked. His trial was not well covered by the mainstream media, this lady says, and I think she's right. Alternative media outlets who did cover the story were faced with unprecedented secrecy, so much so that for months of pretrial proceedings, none of the court pleadings was publicly available. I think we in America ought to be better served. There ought not to be so many secrets, and I think she's right. We don't need all of these damn secrets. What are they doing? Why do they keep this stuff secret? Some of it, yeah. We have to have some secrets. Agreed.
National security. You don't want them to know everything we're doing, right?
But who decides what gets into that bucket of national security? Who decides that this is something we don't want the public to know? Who makes that decision? You? Me? No. Somebody who's a bureaucrat who gets his orders from somebody who wants to keep... Can you imagine if Cheney and Rumsfeld were still in charge? What would be... what I'm saying. That's the kind of stuff, these abuses that come from these people, and there are plenty of the same type. It doesn't make a difference what party you're in. There are plenty of people who think the same way on either side of the aisle. And this is what you're protecting. Why are you protecting these people and the information? They're protecting what is good for them, in most instances, a lot of those secrets. Anyway, I appreciate your input, madam. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Heinz 57 in the news today. 57 means something other than what it apparently used to mean. Ketchup. Bottles and bottles and bottles of ketchup. Brazilian officials banned Mexican-made Heinz ketchup after they tested it and found rodent fur in the ketchup.
So is wearing the ketchup was wearing a fur coat?
Fur. Who knew that Heinz ketchup was made, first of all, in Mexico?
Yeah.
How many people knew that?
Didn't know it.
Yep. And so this, by the way...
That's spicy enough.
What, in America? What, or having made down there,
yeah, you think it's spicy? It's spicy enough.
They just take whatever the formula is here and duplicate it down there where they have more tomatoes.
I can't imagine they would change it.
No, but, you know, it's just amazing how often... I remember talking to a friend of mine who worked for Kraft, and she said they find rodent hair all over the place in the peanut, where they put the peanut, the cashews, they bag all of the nuts and stuff. There's rodent hair all over the place. You probably have had rodent hair, and you didn't know you were having it.
Well, there's a certain amount that's allowed.
Of rodent hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
So many parts per million.
So many parts per million, yep.
Something like that. Yep.
Yep.
Where did I miss that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's part of the federal mandates that all of those companies have to abide by. And if they go over that limit, then they get their hand slapped, maybe.
I feel betrayed somehow. One way or the other. Bo Biden, who's Joe Biden's son. It's too late for a 2020 news quiz. No, let's do this. 2020, it's 20 before the hour, but we'll do this anyway. Bo Biden is the son of Joe Biden. Bo Biden is the Attorney General of Delaware.
Bo Biden, Bo Biden, Bo Biden.
Why? Nice job. Why is he in the news? 2020 news quiz question.
Why is he in the news?
Well, I'm going to ask the audience, and they're going to answer the question.
Oh, that's how it works.
We get to our television report coming up in a few minutes. Bo Biden is in the news today. Why is that? 888-302-3684. Why is Bo Biden in the news? What's going on with him? How is it that he's not in the news. I'll give you this. He's not in the news because of something that happened in his official role as the Attorney General of the state of Delaware. All right? Mm-hmm. So that's not what he is in the news for. What's the story? 888-302-3684. Why is Bo Biden in the news? Yeah, boo, 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 boo. All right, I promised we'd do... Michael, you got the 10, the big voice announcer with the top 10? We don't have Jennifer here to do this. All right, so I'm going to give you right now, before we get carried away, the reasons alcohol ought to be served in your workplace.
Number 10.
It eliminates vacations because people would rather come to work.
Number nine.
Alcohol ought to be served at work. Increase job satisfaction because if you have a bad job, you don't care.
Number eight.
It encourages carpooling.
Number seven.
It helps save on heating costs in the winter.
Number six.
Employees tell management what they think, not what management wants to hear.
Number five.
It cuts down on time off because you can work with a hangover.
Number four.
It reduces complaints about low pay.
Number three.
It leads to more honest communication.
Number two.
It reduces stress.
Number one.
It's an incentive to show up to work.
What was that?
That's
what
beats me.
Donald Duck. All right, by the way, it's also a... It makes fellow employees look much better, too. You probably noticed that if you come to work and there's alcohol.
Yes.
It makes them all look a whole lot better.
Two-drink wonder.
In a moment, we're going to get the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question, which has to do with Bo Biden. And we're going to work our way through the television news. In the meantime, if thinning hair is a problem for you, as it is for millions of men and millions of women in our country, here's the way to take care of that annoying, embarrassing problem. It's treating your hair with Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy. You want to feel better? You want to look better? Don't worry about putting chemicals on your scalp because Provia is all natural and it will work quickly. If you have colored hair, no problem. Treated hair, no problem. Thinning hair for years, no problem. It'll clean up the pores, the hair will start to grow again, and there's an element in Provia that makes your hair thicker. It is a great product. Even if you've had thinning hair for 2 decades. Use it absolutely risk-free. Try Provia by dialing 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Right now, if you mention Doug Steffen, you get a free month's supply of Provia. You will get an upgrade to rush shipping, so you get it right away, and you get a surprise gift as well. All kinds of good reasons, but mostly because your hair comes back and it looks better. That's the reason, the real reason to use Provia. The Natural Hair Therapy at 800-525-8319. Dial them up now while you're thinking about it. For a rejuvenation of your hair and hairline, 800-525-8319.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This report brought to you by Dollar General. This September, Dollar General is honoring teachers and recognizes Kimberly Shearer as one of its everyday heroes. With support from Procter & Gamble, the Everyday Heroes program celebrates those making a difference in their communities. Kimberly Shearer was named Kentucky's 2012 Teacher of the Year. The Boone County High School teacher emphasizes the importance of literacy, technology, and lifelong reading to her 11th grade students. The skills she believes they'll need to succeed in a modern-day workplace.
A good foundation starts with literacy. It's really the gateway to all other disciplines. I want my students to have 21st century skills, analytical skills, and the ability to master technology. As teachers, we provide our students with the skills they need to realize their future.
Dollar General celebrates the educators making a difference and invests in education through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Visit dgliteracy.com to learn more. I'm Dan Merritt.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? as you realized there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Let's get it started.
Tech ready at Office Max. Save $100 on Acer's 15.6-inch touchscreen with Intel i3 processor, just $499. This extraordinary offer also includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
All right, so the Office Max folks are helping us with the back-to-school focus. This week at Office Max, is it Acer's? Is that what it is? A-C-E-R? I don't know what that is.
That's a computer.
Yeah, it is. 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop computer with Intel 13 processor.
They're good.
It's, just $499. Yep. All right. You can get a nice surprise package from Office Max if you submit some back-to-school shopping tips and back-to-school tips in general. Bob's got a few of them from Facebook.com/good day.
Davinia says, study hard, play hard, and have fun. Camilla says,
that's wonderful.
Work on lots of deep breathing, meditation, warm foot baths, and ice cream. Mm-hmm. Samantha says, getting them to bed earlier right now. Mm-hmm. Marcy says, limiting time with the computer, games, and cell phones.
Absolutely. You're going to get the children to focus on school. You've got to go away from all that stuff. Yep. Our tips of the week, tips of the day, school tips brought to you by Office Max. Find dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar. Roberta, you should post this at the Queen of Cheap.
Mm.
Max Value items under a dollar at Office Max. All right, let's get the Beau Biden story from, where is this guy? It's Todd in Fort White, Florida. Hi, Todd. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, Doug. How you doing, buddy?
Well, sir, how about you?
Doing good, doing good.
All right, what's the story on Beau Biden?
Question. He was in the hospital recently twice for fainting spells.
Right. Apparently, he had a stroke last year, a minor, sort of like a TIA.
Yeah, and small, minor one, yes.
Uh-huh. Right. What they're worried about is he had a brain tumor, which might have caused this. So he went to MD Anderson in Houston, where he'd been before. It's a cancer center, to have something they had found in his brain biopsied. And apparently, he doesn't have the problem, or at this point in time, doesn't look like he has brain cancer, but he's still got something to worry. They better find out why he's blanking. You know, he just kind of just blanks out.
Good thing to be when you're attorney general, you know?
No, or any. None of us want to blank out. Did I say blank or blackout? Blackout.
Yeah.
All right, Todd, good job. Hold on a second. We'll send you a swell prize. All right, let's get to the television report. I have a list of the top television performers in terms of earnings. Shall we go through this in the, we can do the top 10 list here,
yeah,
as far as that's concerned. Or do we start it? Let's do what we do on the countdown. 1 hour we do from 10 to 1, another hour of the talk radio countdown that I do on the weekend. One of the hours we start with number 1, go to number 10. The other hour we start at 10, go to number 1. So we just did a top 10 list from 10 to 1. Let's go from 1 to 10. Judge
number
Judy
one
is the highest paid star on TV. She makes
number
40.
Two.
Wait a minute. I'm going to explain what's
hold
going
your horses,
on.
Ben.
So carried away.
Come on.
She makes $47 million a year. All right. Second, we were talking about Jon Stewart yesterday. He makes $30 million a year as the host of The Daily Show. Let me just go through this. Mark Harmon is the highest paid actor in a drama series. He's getting $700,000, or I guess it's $687 or something like that, for each episode he does of NCIS. Two and a Half Men, Ashton Kutcher leads for comedy with $750. Other top earners, Today Show, Matt Lauer for news makes $25 million a year. America's Got Talent, Howard Stern for reality TV, he gets $24 million a year. So those are the top earners on television, courtesy of your friends on the Doug Steffen In the Know Good Day Show.
Can heart
Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That was a mix.
Oh, is that what it is? Michael's becoming the mix disc jockey at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good for you, Michael. Michael,
so Mike's a lot.
At the, so Mike's a lot. Very good, Bobby. Bob Kay is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. And Roberta probably ought to be the one. Tom, his father's sick or something? Is that what he's doing today?
Oh.
I know he's not around, but I do have some information because I want to pass along some tips that ought to be, according to Tom, this is from his book, by the way, The Money Pit. There's a great book that he and Leslie Segretti have written. They're the hosts of the Money Pit Weekend Home Improvement Radio Program. So they have listed here a number of things that ought to be taken care of around your home. Roberta is the real life home improvement person, because of all she's done in New York with her apartment building there, and she's been moving out of a place on Long Island that she's been where she did a lot of work, and she has a place down in Newport where she did a lot of work. So you're the expert. Maybe I'll tap into you and your mind in a moment here. First, though, I want you to know that all of this information is sponsored by the National Association of Realtors. Buyers are in the market now, but there are a shortage of homes for sale. If you are considering selling your home, how about thinking about it now? Roberta just sold her home on Long Island. Good time to sell it, right? You did fine.
That's right. Yeah, we got over asking.
Yeah. All right. So that's you get people competing, and that's what realtors can do. I had that with one house that I owned in Santa Monica once. Put it out for a certain price and ended up getting $200,000 more for it than we asked, just because everybody wanted it. Those were the good old days. Hopefully they will come back again. Anyway, this information about home improvement brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com to check out who's available with the guidelines, all that sort of thing, in your area. Okay, so during the month of August, these are the things that Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti suggest you be doing to prepare for
the fool.
No, the F word.
Ah.
Snow. F word.
Oh, no. Not snow. The F word
the
is
F
fall.
Word. The
Thank
F
you,
word.
Bob.
Fall colors.
Call your heating service and schedule an annual checkup for your heating
important.
System.
Yep.
Good one.
Very important.
Cost ought to be, depending on where you are, as low as $60 up to $150. You pay more than that, you are getting yensed, as my Jewish friends say. Also, you should be cleaning your gutters. You know what that means, right? You get yensed.
Gutters, no.
You don't know what it means to get yensed? How many people, if anybody who's listening who's Jewish wants to translate that for us.
I can guess.
You got 2 minutes.
We can't say it on the radio.
302-3684. Well, you can say a derivative of it. Getting yensed. Anyway, check your gutters for damage. Use a hose to flush summer debris from downspouts. Consider adding leaf guards. Todd's big on leaf guards.
Yep.
Mm. He was talking about them a couple of weeks ago. You got them on your house, Roberta?
Oh, yeah. Well, always.
Allows the leaves to slide off easier. And if you have a, like, 2,000 square foot home, ought to cost you $60 or $70 to get your gutters cleaned. Also, Tom and Leslie recommend to prevent drain clogs that require a plumber, or even worse, remove drain traps under your sinks and wipe their innards clean. You ought to do this twice a year, once as you come into the early spring and once as you come into the early fall. I've taken these traps apart. You wouldn't believe the gluck that is in there. Oh, the gunk. Ugh, it's gross. Hair, soap. Foo, I mean, it depends on which drain it is, whether it's the
rodent hairs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it hand, put a high ketchup down the drain. You get all of those rodent hairs caught there.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can go to MrRooter.com for a guide to
Mr. Rooter.
Mr. Rooter. This is the old Rooter. Probably Rooter Rooter has it too. I'm guessing that Tom has a connection to Mr. Rooter. Mr. Rooter. MrRooter. MrRooter.com. Sounds like somebody who'd be on a low-budget reality show. And then,
I can't finish my Fruit Loops now after hearing that.
Also, vacuum dust from vents, baseboard heaters, and cold air returns. Again, the air conditioning's on in my house at the moment. I don't know about you. I'm not interested. I mean, you ought to be doing the same thing, by the way. If you have air conditioning and the ductwork is through your house, you ought to be doing the same thing. You just, I mean, it's the same process, just the air is either warm or cold, one or the other. So keep those things clean. All right, so these tips, helpful as they are, brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. If you want to sell your home, do it the easy way, going to realtors.com. All right, so when you, have you had to fix up the house before you sold it, or did you just sell it as is?
No, we did as is.
As is.
Yep.
And are there things that the new owners are going to have to do?
No, not much. The house is pretty good. Yeah.
Pretty good shape.
A few minor things, but, you know.
A little of this and a little of that. All right, Roberta's here. She always has a little of this and a little of that, as does Bob. 59.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.